Classic 1027, the Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills in the morning. And Mike Anderson, the founder and CEO of the NSBC, joins me again. Mike, good morning. We were talking yesterday about the number one challenge facing small businesses, which was cash flow. Now, let me just relate a very quick little story. One of my neighbors has had a part-time job with a small little family-run jewelry firm for some years now. And just before the lockdown, this small firm, which has been going for 27 years with shops in a couple of malls, had to close its doors. It's partly the result of our economy, which has been struggling for a long time anyway, and people not going to jewelry because obviously it's a very discretionary purchase. But secondly, because they knew the lockdown was coming, COVID-19 was hammering business. And they managed only to scrabble together enough money to pay the staff their salaries for March, and they've closed their doors. Now, that's a bricks and mortar business, and it's one example of how many of these businesses must be so profoundly affected. Have you got any thoughts about this?
Mike, first of all, good morning and thank you very much. Yes, we touched very briefly yesterday, but as you say, the brick and mortar business is suffering the most. You know, specifically those small businesses who've relied totally on inflowing customers through their doors. And of course, what can we do? And strangely enough, not just brick and mortar, but, you know, doctors and dentists and ophthalmologists and, so the list goes on, and we're getting amazing feedback coming from the sector throughout the country, and we'll talk on a couple of things here. And the big message here, Mike, is we've all got to change our delivery method, and that's the big message. And we've got to adapt, we've got to engineer, we've got to think hard, we've got to be positive here to think of how my business can change today forever. And that when it does come back again, the good times, we can not only have the inflowing customers, but we can continue in addition to a different way of doing business. So I think in the end, we can learn and be a great deal from this, and of course, it will benefit. But right now, it's tragic. And, you know, if you have a brick-and-mortar business where you no longer be able to see customers or patients in person, then see if you are able to generate revenue or greater leads or set appointments through other means. And to give you an idea, you know, I had a feedback yesterday from a dentist in Four Ways who's now doing online consultations. I've got financial planners who've never done a virtual meeting and they just didn't believe in it because they needed that in-person contact.
Yeah.
Well, now there's no other choice. They're doing online Zoom, Zoho, Teams meetings. And I think the list goes on. And retailers can offer to deliver goods instead of people coming to their stores. Of course, right now in the lockdown, that's quite challenging, but we can prepare for that. You know, we've got a health spa in Cape Town that, of course, relied intensely on therapy and spa treatments in the spa. Mm. Now they're shifting their focus to selling product online instead of in spa treatments. And yet another interesting one, Mike, in George, we've got a restaurant. And what they've done, you know, they've always taken the mobile numbers of all their clients over the years. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing now, they are SMSing their previous customers who've been patrons for many years. They can now get, for example, a 75 Rand digital voucher now, and when the times come back, they get 100 Rand's worth of food at that restaurant. So it's a great way of doing different things. And, you know, businesses can do something similar with discounted gift certificates. And I think the big message here is that let's try and remove ourselves from that negativity and try and shift ourselves into be solution-driven and finding new ways.
Again, that's not an easy thing to do, but try not to panic and take the time off to think creatively. Sometimes when you give yourself the space to think, the ideas will flow.
Mike, 100%, and I think, you know what, one can say that initial shock is possibly now over, and many more people are starting to think, well, you know what, we're all in this together, we're not alone, so we have to be calm, we have to be positive, and we have to think differently. We've got to try new things, we've got to do new things, and we've got to want new things.
Mike, if people want to get hold of the NSBC, how do they do so?
Mike, very simple, www.nsbc.africa. And they can email us at COVID-19 without the dash at nsbc.africa.
That is Mike Anderson, founder and CEO of the NSBC. And this interview, by the way, will become a podcast. You'll be able to access it on our website, and you can listen to the information again if you've missed anything. Mike Anderson, thank you so much, and we'll chat again on Monday.
Thank you very much. Very grateful, Mike.